Virginia's assault firearms ban takes effect in 1 week, and a judge just refused to stop it. The General Assembly passed a $205 billion budget Monday and sent it to Governor Spanberger with a June 30th deadline. Its headline is a nationally unprecedented penny per kilowatt hour tax on data center electricity, projected at up to $600 million a year, funding 4% teacher raises and 3.5% state worker bumps. Spanberger has until June 29th to sign, amend, or veto. Also buried in that budget, a rewrite of Virginia's hemp law capping THC at 2 milligrams per package. Industry advocates say it would wipe out roughly 95% of products now on shelves, and the effective date is August 15th, weeks, not months, away for more than 1,500 Virginia retailers. Separately, Dominion Energy's $67 billion sale to Florida's NextEra now runs straight through the SEC, which must weigh the ownership change against a grid facing its biggest demand jump in years, almost entirely from data centers. And at Virginia Tech, Brian White officially started Wednesday as athletic director, replacing Whit Babcock after 12 years and 30 ACC titles. Now, three things worth your time this weekend. In Northern Virginia, Lake Fairfax Park in Reston hosts the 250th Independence Day celebration Saturday and Sunday, June 27th and 28th, noon to 10, capped by a drone show both nights. In Manassas, there is an open call for refugee career readiness mentors, a practical volunteer commitment helping newcomers reach self-sufficiency. And in Virginia Beach, Pride at the Beach fills Neptune's Park Sunday, June 28th, 2 in the afternoon to 11 at night. For the full briefing, plus events and things to do in your neck of the woods, visit virginiathisweek.com.